The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Hey guys, I'm Pat.
I'm Sammy.
And we're your concert BFFs. So what are you waiting for?
Grab your front row ticket and
let's talk tour.
Hey guys.
Hey everyone. Oh my goodness.
Last episode.
Last episode of Let's Talk Tour.
I'm so sad.
I can't believe it. Like, not only is this the last episode of Let's Talk Tour, but, you know, this time wraps up Sammy's first year of university and my last year of university. Yippee! Such crazy milestones. Like, how are you feeling at this point?
It went by so fast, actually, now that I think about
it. I told you.
I can't believe I'm done my first year, basically.
I know.
It's crazy. How about you? You're, like, done.
I know, guys. I can't believe I made it. Like, I feel so... A lot of emotions, but just mainly very happy and excited to see what life takes me out of TMU. But I will be lingering around campus visiting Sammy.
Yeah, you have to.
Living his TMU life.
All our fave restaurants are here.
Exactly. So I'll still be around here, but you know. Since this is the finale of Let's Talk Tour, Sammy and I thought it would be a great idea to get questions from you guys, the listeners. So we asked you guys on Instagram to send us any questions related to concerts. They can be random, they can be deep, anything. We haven't even read them yet, so this is all going to be very spontaneous.
Yeah.
I think it's just a great way to like connect and close off the season.
Yeah,
so
I love a little Q&A all the time.
I know, me too. So let's just get started. The first question is, have you ever had a concert outfit wardrobe malfunction?
I'm trying to think, but I don't think anything like major.
Nothing major for me. I'm pretty sure one of my belts have broke before. Like, you know the buckle belts?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think like one of them snapped, but like I still held it together at least for the end of the show.
I know I probably had something like small, like an accessory or something break. Like definitely like a necklace or something break.
True.
But I don't remember anything like being big. Thank God, honestly. That would like stress me out.
Can you imagine if like your pants ripped?
Oh my God, I don't even know what I would do. I would not, like, for the pictures, like, what would I even do? Like,
I know. Manifesting no concert outfit malfunctions.
Manifesting it. When I used to wear bandanas all the time, I remember every time I was in a pit, the bandanas would come off and, like, fly back, like, five rows. And I'd be like, guys, no, I can't. I don't have it anymore. It was so funny.
That's so funny.
Okay, so the next question is, like, are in and outs about concerts?
When you say In-N-Out, I thought you were talking about the food.
I miss an In-N-Out.
Love In-N-Out. But yeah, ins and outs of concerts. Okay, for me, in earplugs.
Earplugs. I need to start wearing them.
We preach about earplugs, but I barely wear them, but yeah. I will be tapping in.
I will be tapping in, exactly. Ooh, maybe an out would be like leaving concert outfits the last minute, because I do that a lot. I need to stop doing that so I have more time to prepare, but that would be my out, I feel like. Out would be the ticket prices.
Well, let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that because they've been going up lately.
I don't understand why. Oh, my gosh. Okay, this person just straight up asked if we're going to see a bunch of artists, so we'll just quickly answer. Are you guys seeing IVE or ITZY? Those are both K-pop girl groups. I'm seeing ITZY. They're coming to Toronto for two nights, which is very exciting. I'm not seeing IVE. I know they're on tour right now in America, but I am unfortunately not attending.
I'm not attending either. I would attend ITZY, though. I don't know who IVE is. I'm gonna not gonna lie.
You would like their music.
But ITZY, I would go see, honestly.
Yeah, maybe last minute tickets.
Maybe last minute tickets, yes. They also asked if we are gonna go see Olivia or Tate this year.
Ooh, okay. I don't have tickets to either, but I've been talking about getting tickets for Olivia, so still manifesting that will happen. And then I know Tate's playing at Budweiser Stage, mm-hmm. which is an iconic venue, so hopefully a last-minute ticket moment for that, too.
Yeah.
Are you going to Olivia?
Yeah, I am going to Olivia, and I also do want to go see Tate. I don't have tickets for any Tate shows yet, but I do want to go. I know that she's literally playing MSG the day before I go to see Wallows at MSG.
Wait, really?
Yeah. So, like, that was, like, just, like, that's why it's, like, another reason why I chose MSG for a Wallows show. Because I was, like, wait, Tate's playing the day before MSG. I should go. And her MSG show is going to have a special guest. So.
And when it's Wallows.
Imagine. I'd be, yes. But yeah, I'm going to go see Olivia and hopefully go see Tate.
The next question is, what are some of the most memorable interactions you've had with other fans at concerts? Like, aside from people you came with prior, like random stranger interactions, because fun.
This is a really good question.
This is a really good question.
A lot of the time, a lot of people come up to me just because of, like, my TikToks and stuff, because my TikToks are mostly about concerts. And every single time, everyone has been always so nice and stuff. So, like, I always love when people come up to me because of that. It's so fun to meet people who watch my content and stuff. So anytime, like, any stranger has come up to me and just said hi, I love it.
I think one thing that always gets me, like, I feel like I literally want to cry every time this has happened. It's happened, like, a couple times. But P1 Harmony's first tour back in 2022, someone, like, came up to me and literally, like, thanked me because they were like, you're the reason why I know P1 Harmony. Like, I discovered them through your content. And, like, you're the reason why I bought, like, these tickets and stuff. I'm like, oh, that's just, like, so heartwarming, you know?
I know,
because,
it's
like,
so nice.
As a fan, it's like, you know, I'm just making content of artists I love. So it's cool to be the reason why, like, you know,
people
someone
get
else.
Into them or, like, people go to their concert.
Exactly.
I totally get that.
That's just the biggest compliment ever. So whenever someone tells me that, I'm like, oh, it's just so heartwarming. So definitely that's, like, one of my most memorable interactions.
So another question was, dream concert set list from your fave groups or artists.
Ooh, okay. I feel like if we made a whole set list, we would be here forever.
Yeah,
so let's change it to, like, what's a song from your favorite artist that maybe they haven't played yet or haven't played in a while?
Ooh.
Even then I need to think a little.
Me too.
Well, for me, P1 Harmony have this one song called Pyramid, and they played it on their first ever tour. It was, like, their big opener, and it's, like, one of my favorite songs of theirs. So I'm hoping that they bring it back for this upcoming tour because they took it off the set list last tour. Even if it's, like, a different rendition, like, I need groups to stop forgetting about their older tracks,
yeah.
You know?
No, 100%. Oh, my God, I'm so jealous because you've heard it live and I haven't. My Boy by Billie Eilish.
I knew you were going to say that.
I've never heard that song live, and I've seen Billie how many times? So many times. But I haven't seen that song live, and I really want to see that song live because, like, she used to do a little dance on stage with her brother, and I literally know it. My dream to literally do it while she sings that song. Or Ariana Grande. I've heard the song live, but years ago, like, literally in, like, 2015 when I was, like, literally a kid, I heard Honeymoon Avenue live. That's my favorite Ariana Grande song. So, and she did it on her last tour at Sweetener Tour, like, in Europe, but not in the U.S. So I was like, I want to hear that song live again. But Billie Eilish, Sing My Boy, because I need to see it live.
That is such a good tune.
I know,
like,
it's
I can't
so
believe she
good.
Even took it off.
It's so good.
It's
and
iconic.
She doesn't sing it anymore at all. So I'm like, ugh, I need to hear that song live. They also asked, what was the first concert you traveled to another city/state for, and how was the experience?
Our last episode was, like, all about traveling. The first time I traveled for a show was when I went to Boston for Pretty Much. My parents drove me. I was leaving, like, grade 11, so that was fun. I mean, like, I don't really remember too much about it, but the only thing that was kind of annoying was I was with my parents, so, like,
yeah.
I didn't have that whole feel of, like, independent and, like, doing my own thing. But, you know, it definitely taught me a lot of stuff for when I went on trips by myself in the future. So
yeah, the first concert I traveled to, like, literally the U.S. for was Madison Beer in 2021. My mom drove me and my best friend because we went to the first show. We're like, this was too fun, we need to get another ticket. And we bought Meet and Greet, and it was really great. Actually, I had a great time. I met some really cool people in line, and we went shopping the next day, and I was like, okay, I'm in this traveling stuff for life. Like, I will be doing this more.
The first time you travel preps you for, like,
the next times. Yes.
Exactly. Definitely grateful for our first travel experiences.
So grateful. Okay, the next question is, what's the best fan interaction / story you've had at a concert?
Fan artist interaction, definitely P1 Harmony last year. It's like, we need a P1 Harmony counter.
Yeah,
every
literally.
Time
every time
I say.
Or, and Billie Eilish counter.
Exactly, and Olivia.
And Olivia's counter.
But last year for P1 Harmony's tour, when they came to Toronto, my best friend and I actually organize fan projects for P1 Harmony. So for their Toronto concert, we, like, designed these banners for everyone to hold at the show during the encore. It was so cool. Like, we held it up and the members actually got them on stage themselves. Like, they read it, and then me and my friends were, like, barricade. So when they were reading it out, they were looking into the crowd, and we were like, we made it, we made it. And then one of the members was like, oh, you guys made it. Like, thank you so much. And it was just so, like, such an emotional and like memorable moment for us because we worked really hard to design the banners and like we handed out literally 1,000 of them the day of the show. So it's just like something very memorable for me.
One was when I went to see Olivia Rodrigo on the Sour tour. I went to see her in Chicago and I met her actually there. And then one of my TikToks went like super viral and she commented on it. And then at the Toronto show, she literally like remembered me and she like waved and she was like looking at me and interacting with me because she like remembered meeting me and remembered like my TikTok and stuff. That was like so cool. And I remember like she was like waving and everyone was like, oh my God, Sammy, like she just waved. Like it was like so fun. Ooh, this is a really good question. Someone asked, what's something that happened that if you told your past self, you wouldn't believe it?
Definitely, like we've been constantly talking about, I feel like just the opportunity to travel and meet people from all around the world. It's like, we're obviously very like grateful and like privileged to like to have these opportunities. So we definitely don't take it for granted. And it's just so cool, like learning, like seeing new places, just like everything about traveling for concerts. It just like opens up so much. Yeah.
And I remember when I was younger, I used to watch like vlogs of people traveling for like Ariana and stuff. And like after I grew up and I went to quarantine happened, I was actually able to do it. And it's like crazy because when I was younger, I always wanted to like travel and stuff for concerts. So it's crazy that I'm like able to do that now.
Mm-hmm. We're like living our younger self. Dreams. Yeah. The next question is, what's the longest you've waited in line for a show?
I say like a week for the Billie Eilish shows because when I went to LA, because we were there for a week, but there was like 3 shows in between that week. So I don't know if like, but like we did camp right after and right. stuff. So like I would say like a week-ish kind of. Mm-hmm. How about you?
That's crazy. Mine was like about 35 hours.
Oh my God.
Not as crazy as Sammy's, but still insane.
It would have been like around the same if it was only one show. But since it was 3 shows, that's kind of why.
And I'll do it again.
Yeah, exactly. The next question is dream festival lineup if you could choose anyone and you can mix and match genres.
Ooh, okay. Let's just say like 5 headliners.
Okay.
For each.
Okay. Ooh. Ariana Grande, Billie Eilish, Wallows, Olivia Rodrigo. I'm just going to say Sabrina Carpenter because I love her.
Okay. That's a good lineup.
How about you?
I was going to say, is that all girls but then Wallows?
Yeah.
Okay.
It would be all girls because, you know, my pop girlies are my girls, but Wallows shows are just a different vibe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you got a little mix going on. My dream lineup, easy. P1 Harmony, TXT for the K-pop girlies. Let's throw in a J. Cole for the rap girlies. Rule for the...
the
other girlies with taste and Billy.
Absolutely. That's a good one. If I had to throw a rapper in mine, I'd throw like Kendrick Lamar probably.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Ooh. Okay. So the next question is if you could work for any concert for any artist, who and why?
Ooh. Wait. That's cool. I mean, like think about like working for like their VIP like team and stuff like that. Oh, I don't know.
I'd want to work with Billy.
You don't want to work with
No,
them?
I would
want to. Oh, you them. Would want to work
with I just think, like, I don't know. I've seen, like, the way that Billie treats her, the people she works with. And, like, I feel like me and her would have the biggest kiki of all time if we were on tour together. So, Billie, like, hire me. I will work for you. I will literally just bring you water if you need it. Like, that will be my only job. Whatever you want, I will do it.
That's a good one. I feel like, for me, any artist that I like that still does, like, tour bus tours. Because I've always wanted to experience, living on a tour bus. And because I feel like the constant flying on tours would exhaust me. But a tour bus would be fun, I feel like. So any artist. I think Rule, I'm pretty sure, used a tour bus last time.
Yeah.
So I'll shine your shoes. I will, like, tune your guitar.
Literally.
The next question asks, craziest thing you've seen waiting in line for a show? The first thing that comes to mind was when I was lining up for KCON LA in 2022. And this is downtown LA, which is such a crazy area. I was camping for that show. And so it was around like 5 in the morning. It was very quiet. Like everyone was in their tents, like sleeping. And all of a sudden, we all just hear this loud, like, ch-ch-ch-ch. And we're like, what is going on? And we all like get out of our tents and there's just a man lugging a shopping cart up and down stairs, like this flight of stairs that's like near the lineup. And like, you know, like a loud shopping cart, like on the concrete. I don't know what he was doing, but he just kept going up and down, and we were just like, can you leave? Like, it was so loud, but it was actually just so funny, and I felt like I was dreaming, because everyone was, like, loopy and delusional, and it was 5 a.m, and we're like, typical LA activities, no, to be honest.
LA is crazy.
What about you?
I've seen so many crazy things happen when I'm camping, and so many, like, weird people asking us questions and stuff, but when I was, like, at Blackpink, I remember this man, he was, like, running around and just, like, being so crazy, and people were like literally scared, and like the cops were literally chasing him. Like, I literally saw like the cops chasing him, and it was just like such a, I don't even know what happened, but I just remember like he was just like running around where we were lining up, and then all of a sudden the cops came and like were chasing him. It was crazy. Oh,
the things we do
for our faves. Next question is, what are your post-concert sadness remedies?
Ooh. Oh my gosh,
I like to wear my merch for the next, like, day or two, mm-hmm. and, like, just reflect and watch videos and, like,
watch
listen. I was going to say listen to, like, their music, but I can't. After the concert,
really?
I don't listen for, like, a little bit because I'm, like, I miss it too much. And then, yeah, like, just watch videos, reflect. I usually, like, vlog my concert, so I, like, watch the vlog clip or edit it to, like, mm-hmm. you know, live through it again because I miss it.
I like to watch other people's vlogs. Like, if the tour has already been going on,
yeah.
I go on YouTube and I look up other people's vlogs and just see how they experience the show and stuff like that. But, you know, it's hard. It's hard to get over good concert.
It's so hard. I still am, like, sad about half my concerts being over.
Yeah. Like, how do you move on?
Literally, you can't.
This next person asked, if you were asked to sing on stage, which city, crowd, and artist? Like, sing on stage with the artist?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's really my dream.
I would choose Psy, and we would do that, and I would do Yoongi's rap. If you know, you know.
That'd be awesome.
Look up Psy that live, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. That's my dream.
This is literally, like, my actual next concert goal is to, like, get... Because so many artists, of Western artists, take fans on stage. Like, that's, like, literally my dream, to go on stage with an artist. Because I know my energy would go crazy. And I would want to go on stage with Billy. And the reason why is because whenever I'm in line camping for Billy, like... It's like an inside joke between my friends that like we'd like throw Billy concerts, but I'm Billy. Like, like there's videos of me like doing the things that she does on stage.
Yeah, like, you're like imitating him.
Yeah, and like imitating her. And like I know I would eat. If me and Billy were on stage together, the energy would be crazy. So Billie Eilish, bring me on stage.
I would get the Sammy Focus fan cam.
Yes.
Yes.
This next question is, have you ever had a hot dog at a concert? And my answer is, well, yes. That's my favorite thing to get at a concert every
you
single
and your
time.
Hot dogs.
I don't know why. At a concert only, though. I've never, like, I don't go out my way to, like, get a hot dog at the food court, but I want a hot dog at a concert because it's, like, it's easy and it fills me up and it's yum.
That's true. It's, like, an easy finger food.
Yeah.
I've probably had a hot dog, like, once at a concert, but when I do have the hot dog, I'm, like, not in the actual bowl, like, in my seat. I'm just, like, outside, like, in the area, you know, where the concessions are. Maybe I should just tap into just sitting down at a concert.
I do that all the time. Anytime I'm seated at an arena, I get in an arena. I literally, like, on TikTok, I review hot dogs.
What venue has the best hot dog?
Madison Square Garden.
Okay.
They're too good.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind when I go one day. This next question asks, if you could only relive 3 concerts you've been to thus far, which would they be and why? Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm going to try to do variety.
This is really hard.
Billie Eilish, 1x1 tour. Sorry, Sammy. Love, that concert was just so iconic, and I still think about it to this day. P1 Harmony, P1 Ear tour in Toronto. I've explained the lore, so I don't need to further elaborate on that. Last concert, oh my gosh, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Twice at the Bank of California Stadium in 2022. That show was just like so cool, and they had like fireworks. It was like an outdoor stadium.
Sick.
So it was just like so cool, the vibes.
I would redo Ariana Grande Sweetener Tour, one of my shows that I went to for that one, because if I went now, it'd be like an evolved version of me, and like I feel like I could have served more mm-hmm. than when I was a child. Also, the same year I met Billie Eilish at her When We All Fall Asleep tour, and I would want to redo that as well so I could get serve harder.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would redo Wallows at Oceaga. Because that was one of the best shows I've ever been to.
Yeah. So you just relive that set over and over again.
Yeah, because, like, the thing about Wallows is that they don't have, like, a specific set list.
Oh, true.
They have, like, they switch it up every night. So, like, they played really good songs at Oshiega. Another question that we got is, any last-minute concerts that you've been to that you couldn't have lived without?
I actually do have one. The first time I ever saw Rule live was when he came in 2018, and it was this small, like, literal 150 capacity venue. And at the time, I was, like, vaguely familiar with Rule. He only had, like, a couple songs out. I was offered tickets from my friend who couldn't go. And I was like, oh, like, should I go? And at this point, it was, like, a couple hours before doors. So I was debating still, like, oh, should I go to this concert? Should I stay home and take a nap? But I ended up going, and then I became, like, obsessed with him since then. And I still listen and support him to this day. So, like, I can't imagine what I would do if I, like, didn't go to that show. Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't be as big of a fan.
Yeah.
Because I, like, changed the trajectory.
A lot of the time when I go to concerts with for people that I don't listen to that much, it changes, like, mm-hmm. my whole perspective on them.
Exactly.
For me, I think, honestly, when we met Johnny Orlando CNE, it was a last minute thing. Like, me and my friend were already going to the CNE. I remember being like, let's go on this day just so we could see Johnny, because it would just, like, be an extra little thing. Mm-hmm. And we almost didn't go that day. So if we didn't go that day, we would have probably met at one point, but it wouldn't have been the same meeting. I wouldn't have met, like, our other friends either.
Yeah, oh my gosh. That was an iconic day in the Pat Sammy lore.
Yeah, so. I miss CNE concerts. Like, let's bring them back.
Love the CNE.
Okay, so we have reached our final question.
Most important question,
which is, like,
actually,
the most important question. What is your after concert meal?
Ooh, okay.
I usually like to get a burger and fries.
Juicy burger. Juicy. Wendy's.
Oh, literally.
With a Frosty.
Anything burger. Like, I just want, like, a greasy, huge burger. That's all I want after a concert, and fries or, like, chicken nuggets, like, something like that. Fast food, for sure.
If I'm in America and there's a Cane's, Raising Cane's.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh my God.
The chicken.
When I go to Chicago, I'm getting Cane's. That's my after Olivia Rodrigo. Yum.
I need Cane's in Canada immediately.
Immediately. It's so good.
So delicious, and just, like, a nice pop, a nice soda. Just something to quench my thirst.
Exactly. I get so thirsty after. So
me too.
A drink, for sure.
I'm surprised you didn't say, like, a hot dog.
No, that's my in concert.
That's my pre. This is during concert.
That's during concert meal.
That concludes the questions. That was really fun, actually.
That was so fun.
You guys hit us with the solid questions. And I feel like it was a perfect way to conclude this season of Let's Talk Tour.
Aww.
How are you feeling right now that we're finished?
I'm feeling sad. It was really fun. I love talking about concerts and reminiscing, so I'm glad we did this.
Like we said earlier, this is Sammy's first year of university and my last year, and I really wanted to finish university with, like, some kind of, like, project, and having Sammy to collaborate with on this podcast, like, I couldn't have asked for a better Aww. Podcast host. And I feel like this podcast brought us closer.
It definitely,
like,
did.
Like, we were already very close, you know? But I feel like having this, like, consistent thing that we could work on together.
It was fun, and it was the best.
It was fun. I feel like it made us realize, like, how much we have to appreciate when it comes to concerts in general. We hope that you guys enjoyed. We hope that you guys live your best concert life.
Yes, please let us know if you guys go to any concerts or if you guys took any tips from us.
Yeah, give us a review. I think that's it. And we're going to do our closing for the last time.
For the last time.
Oh my gosh. Well, until next time, I'm Pat.
I'm Sammy.
And this has been Let's Talk Tour.
Goodbye.